The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated anonymously Lerfuas Shelema of Meir Ben Esther. En narefanalo betoch she'ar chole amu Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated as well Le'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Mazal. Ruach Hashem tanihenna began Eden. Amen. We bless our anonymous sponsor that Be'ezat Hashem he should be blessed with arichut yamim, health, osher ve'osher ve'chavod, and Be'ezat Hashem should be zocher in the near future to raise a family and continue all his good work for the community. Amen. Daf lamed he. Today's daf is being studied. La'ilu nishmat Avraham ben Esther wa Hashem tanihenna began Eden. Amen. We are right on the top line of daf lamed he. V'halo motaro chozer. Let us review exactly where we're holding in this sugya in order to begin this point. We began a subject yesterday in the laws of Mahasir. Basically, the Gemara had a question when you have perot, when you have fruit, shelon nigmara milachtan. That means they're in the process of becoming edible. For example, you have fruit that you put out to dry and they didn't dry yet. And we're talking about it is normally kotel halakha, fruit in such a state. Minat Torah, you can eat them without ma'asir. There's no ma'asir on such a case. Minat Torah, you only have to give ma'asir on fruit that was nigmera melachtan and was ro'eh p'nei habayit or p'nei hatzir. However, when it's lo nigmera melachtan, the rabbis came along and said, well, we don't want you to eat keva, but we allow you to eat it aray. Meaning you want to snack it, it's okay. So the Gemara's question was, if you have, let's say, these fruit over here, and now you designated them for Shabbat, is Shabbat make it a kiviut? Which means there's no such thing as maybe snacking on Shabbat, because all the seudot of Shabbat are considered hashuv, like the pasuk says, "Vekarata l'Shabbat oneg," to show that the meals are, you know, it's a pleasure, it's an enjoyment, etc. So therefore, maybe Shabbat is koveya that it's hayav in ma'aser, and therefore you cannot even eat it aray, nafkamina. Well, in that case, you're not going to be able to eat it on Shabbat because you didn't take ma'aser yet in our case. But Motzei Shabbat, you're going to have to take ma'aser. Because since you designated it for Shabbat to eat it, right? So now the Hayav Ma'aser goes on it. And therefore Motzei Shabbat, well, you know what? It's going to be Hayav Ma'aser. That was the Gemara's conclusion according to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, yes, Shabbat is Koveya Lema'aser. That was his thing. The rabbis asked on him, what's your proof? He said, I have a Kabbalah. Right? Talmud Aruch. What was his language? His language was Limud Aruch Biyadenu. Right? We have a Kabbalah. So the Gemara wanted to bring a proof. What was the Gemara's proof? The Gemara said, I'll bring a proof from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, a person goes on Erev Shabbat in the Shemitah year. In the Shemitah year, there's no Hayuv of Ma'asir. Okay, well, no ma'aser issues. Guy goes to fruit that are mukseh. What type of mukseh fruit? That are in the middle, mid stage, right? The middle of drying stage, where some people eat them, some people don't eat them. So therefore, you have to designate them. So he goes, Erev Shabbat in the year of Shemitah, and he says, according to the Bidi Ezer, Mikar ani ochel, I want to eat from here. And according to the Din of the Mishnah, it's not mukseh, you can eat them. What about the ma'aser problem? There's no problem with ma'aser. You don't have to take ma'aser because it's Shavuot. Good. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. That's only because it was in the Shemitah year. However, the yuk, if this was done in the other years of the Shemitah, where there is a ma'aser problem, because you have to give ma'aser, so what's going to be the deen? The deen is going to be what? It's going to be asur. Why? Because the Shabbat is koveya the ma'aser. You take the same case, Erev Shabbat of regular year of Shemitah, when normally there is a Hayuv Ma'asir, once you designate them for Shabbat, so the Shabbat now is going to be Koveya for Ma'asir, therefore it's going to be Asur to eat them. That's why the Mishnah gave you the case of Erev Shabbat of Shavuot, to imply that if it's Erev Shabbat of these, it's going to be Asur. Why? Because the Shabbat is Koveya. Give us, no, who says the Shabbat is Koveya? It's not the Shabbat is Koveya. It's the Yehud that is Koveya. The fact that you went and you said Mikan ani ochel, it's not Shabbat. The fact that you said I'm eating from these fruit, that itself shows the hashivut that you're giving to the fruit, and therefore the hashivut that you gave to the fruit by designating them, your verbal designation, that makes the ayuv maaser. And therefore, the Gemara says, if that's the case, it's the verbal designation, so why don't you give me a case of Erev Shabbat? Which means even Chol. The point is, even on a Tuesday, the point, once you verbally designate, there's going to be a Hayuv of Naaser. Something to do with Shabbat anymore. The Shabbat factor is not an issue. So Gemara says, you're right. The only reason why I chose Shabbat is to teach you another Hiddush, that on Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, let's say, when you designate fruit to eat, so that designation will take off the mukseh. Let me take off the mukseh. I didn't take maaser yet. It's unedible. Which is going to Shabbat. Can I eat these fruit? No. But your verbal designation takes off the law of mukseh. How? In the event, if a guy went and took maaser anyway, went against halakha. He took the maaser anyway. Minat Torah, you can take maaser on Shabbat. But the Rabbanan, you can't. He went, even the Rabbanan, he broke the law. He took his ma'aser. What's the deen? Even though it went through ben hashimashot, unedible, hiddush, if you designated it, and then you took ma'aser anyway, mutar. So the Mishnah was teaching a side hiddush, that when it comes to mukhanu, it's a Shabbat. It is prepared, it's a Shabbat. So therefore, at this point over, we have no proof from our Mishnah. Because I'll say the Mishnah's reason why it says, in the implication of the Mishnah, that in the other years of Shemitah, the reason why one would not be allowed to eat this fruit on Shabbat is because he verbally designated. And once he verbally designates, so become hashuv, now they're hayav and ma'aser. Because if you didn't verbally designate, you'd be allowed to eat them, aray. Because it's perot shalonik miru, melachtan. Perot shalonik melachtan, we said it's mutat to eat them, aray. But since you designated it verbally, they become hashuv, and therefore it's going to be. So therefore, there is really no proof from our Mishnah that it's the Shabbat that is koveya. And that's where we left off at the last amud. Now we start today's daf. V'halo motaro hozer. Okay, let's discuss what the principle of motaro hozer is. Mutaro chozer means the leftovers can be returned. What does that mean? If a person is eating something, a type of food, right? And after he finishes eating the food, there's leftovers. There's mutar. If the leftovers are able to be put back wherever they came from, like we'll see examples, that's called mutaro chozer. Now, what's the law of mutaro chozer? Look at the top rashi. Ba'alo mutaro chozer. Hechi matzit wa dekivi otam mishum diburahu. How can you tell me that the logic of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, that it's the Dibur, right? The Yehud that he made on Friday, that's what you're telling me that makes the Kibirut? Halo afilu notel arbe min ha-tevil b'chol. Let's say a guy took a whole pile of tevil, non-mi'usar fruit. V'notel nefanav. He puts it in front of him. Te'mehsi te'kaviyah le'bachila merubah. When you take a whole pile, it looks like you're koveyai. It's not only verbal. He actually did a ma'aseh. He took a pile of fruit, he put it in front of him. Doesn't that show that he wants to eat a lot? That shows that what? He's making a kibirut. Im davar ha-ra'oi la'chazir ha-motar achar achilato l'mkom shenatlo misham. If, let's say, the food that you're eating, let's say there's leftovers, and you're able to take the leftovers of this food and put it back in the box, put it back in the barrel, wherever it came from, ha-shamina l'labili ha-yizid amar lo kabab bintila kamaita. The fact that you took them doesn't make a kiviut. Because since these items can go back to where they came from, your nitila, even though you put a pile in front of you, does not make a kiviut. Called sheken dibur. Which means, if I took a pile and put it in front of me, but it's type of food that after I finish eating, leftovers can go back. You'll see the case in a second, so you'll know exactly what we're talking about. But just understand conceptually. I can put the olives, after I finish eating, I can put them back in the barrel. According to the Bidi Ezer, the fact that you took a whole pile of them, which shows like you're eating a lot, doesn't matter. That's not a kiviut. Okay? Kol sheken, in our case in the Mishnah, I didn't take anything. I just verbally designated it. And we're talking about in the Mishnah also a case where the leftovers could be go back with whatever fruit they are, whatever finished, they put back wherever they came from. So therefore, he holds in that case, there's no designation. If physical doesn't make a designation, physically taking them doesn't make a designation when it's mutar or chozer, kol sheken, verbal designation is not going to make a kiviut. So the Gemara is challenging the premise that you want to learn the Mishnah. You want to learn what's making the kiviut in the Mishnah. Because he said, Mikan ani ocher lemachar. Oh, so he's showing his hashuv to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Showing his hashuv to you? How about a case where the guy took it? He took it into Mikan, he took a pie, put it in front of him, whole stack. Still, there's no kiviut. If what? If the fruit is ability, after you finish eating leftovers, to put him back. So, kosher ken bedibur. Now we'll see the case. Bishamarin a little bit of the Ayazid. We heard from the Bili Ayazid. The Amar kolecha de motar hozer. Any case where the leftovers can go back, lo kava. It doesn't make a kiviut, kol sheken, when you verbally designate. And now we see the case. Ditnan, well actually, this is the, would be a, okay, it's a ditnan. Hanotil zetim min ha-ma'atan. A guy takes olives from the ma'atan. What's the ma'atan? The barrel. Tovel ahat ahat b'melach ve'ochel. Now he can take one at a time and eat them. We're talking about olives that they did not take ma'asir yet. So what's the rule? One at a time. Why? All right, no problem. Right? Obviously, you have to say they didn't go in the house yet. They were still in the barrel outside. Therefore, it's achilat arai, no problem. V'im tabal v'natel faram asara. You put 10 olives in front of you, hayab. Why? That shows already kiviut. Eating 10 olives, that shows already it's kiviut. Hashuva. Once it's hashuva already, the chayiv ma'asir goes on. That's Tarakama's opinion. Watch the Bili Ayazid. Bili Ayazid Omer, min ma'atan tahor hayav. If the ma'atan, where you're taking the olives from, if it's tahor, the olives in that ma'atan are tahor, it's hayav ma'asir right away. Min ma'atan tameh patur. If you're taking from a ma'atan, a barrel, that's tameh, the olives in there are tameh, patur. There's no chayuv ma'asir. You can eat the aray. Mepene shum ma'zir et ha-motar. And the reason is, because when it's tameh, you could return the olives back. What are we talking about? What's the difference if it's tahor or it's tameh? So the Gemara explains. Ma'avinan ba. Ma'ishena resha, ma'ishena sefa. What's the difference when it's tahor, you're telling me you can't eat from them? When it's tameh, you can't eat from them. What's the case? Amar Babu Resha be ma'atan tahor ve'gavra tameh de'lo matzim hedarle. You know what the first case is? The, assume the case in this bright or this mishnah where the guy himself who's eating, the eater is tameh. Ah, now we understand. When you have the ma'atan, that's tahor. Correct? So you take the ma'atan, you take some olives from the ma'atan. You start eating. Now you have leftovers. Now, whatever you touched over here is all tameh. Could you put them back in the barrel?
Yeah.
Of course not. By putting them back in the barrel, it's going to mix up with this, the olives in the basket, make everything tameh. That's a case that's not motaro hozer. Not motaro hozer, it's koveya for ma'asir. However, the second case is sefa b'ma'atan tameh v'gavra tameh. The matzeh me'darle. The second case is the ma'atan is tameh. And the guy's tameh. So he takes 10 olives out, yeah? According to me, there's it. He eats, leftovers, there's 4 olives left. What's the deen? Put them back. How could you put them back? What do you mean? There's tameh, everything else is tameh. Oh, so what do you see from the Bili Ayazid? That something that's motaro hozer is not koveya lema'asir. I repeat again. The guy had a ma'atan, had a barrel of olives, okay? Let's get to the case where you see the proof from. The olives are tameh. Right, no problem, you're allowed to eat tameh. If you're not a kohen, whatever it is, you can eat the tameh olives. That's not a suit, right? And we're talking about the guy's tameh also. Everything's tameh over here. So now the guy comes, takes the ma'atan, he scoops out 10 olives in front of him. She says, oh, take an olive, say, it's koveya. He should be hayab ma'asir right away. Right? He's taking a pile in front of him. No. The Bidez says, no. Why? Because whatever the leftovers I have over here, you can throw them back in the barrel. Mm-hmm. But, hey, these olives now are tameh. Well, they what tameh? I'm tameh. So what? Everything's tameh. What's the problem? When I put these tameh olives back into the barrel, everything was tameh anyway. I'm not hurting anybody. Right. So therefore, he holds what? Get the klal. Motaro hozer eno koveya lema'aseh. Therefore, eat. And whatever you don't want, put back. Now, the first case was, the barrel was tahor. And the guy was tameh. Now, I take these 10 olives, right? So Tosfot said, you took them in a way where you didn't tameh everything else. That's Tosfot's question. Tosfot said, hey, which is the candy barrel? Or you took it with a keli. or your friend gave you the olives. Right. Different ways to get around when you need to get the thing to make the stuff tamei. Okay, good question. Now, I eat these olives, right? I have leftovers. Now these olives over here, the stuff that I touched all of these now. Can I put them back in the barrel? No, that's kavua now. If I can eat them, the kata'ida, until I take maaser. So once I see the there's a shita called sheken bedibur, which means in our case over in the Mishnah, I didn't take anything. All I did was I heard mikan ani ochel. Okay. So therefore, mikan ani ochel lechaora. You want to tell me, oh, it's the verbal designation? That's koveya. If in a case where I and our Mishnah, by the way, it's not. We didn't say the case is talking about where anything. He's tamen. Things that we're talking about a regular case where the guy's tahor. We're assuming, right? Did we say anything in the Mishnah where the guy's tamen or anything like that? No, regular guy. He's tahor. So if we took the stuff, right? If we took the stuff and is able to put it back, we have no problem. So Kol Sheken in our Mishnah, where he didn't even take anything, where he just verbally designated it, Kol Sheken, it should not be koveya for maaser. So the Gemara says, yeah, you know what? Matnitin name b'mukset tahor v'gavrat tameh delo matzeh me'edarle. You know what the case is talking about? The case is talking about where the fruit were tahor, Mishnah, fruit were tahor, and the guy's tameh. So therefore, he can't put them back. And therefore, that's why the fruit are nikba for ma'asir. Because it's not mutaro hozer. Oh, so that's the Gemara's next question. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'halom muhzarim ve'omdim hin. So what are you talking about? You never took anything over here. Which means, when we say mutaro hozer, that's only a logic in a case. You took something, so I say the leftovers can go back. Mm-hmm. Here, what I take, which is the logic of motaro ozer, doesn't apply. All I did was mikan ani ochel. So I'm saying, oh, you know what the case is talking about, where the fruit was tahor and the guy's tameh, and the motaro is not ozer, but motaro, I didn't touch anything over here even. I just designated over here. So you can't learn the Mishnah that it's talking about verbal designation. I'm gonna give you the shekla v'tariya now. You can't learn the case. That's not a verbal designation. And that's making the ma'asir. Why? Because first of all, we know to be the Ezra's even by physical designation, in a case where you're able to put the fruit back, it's not koveya. Coach again, in a verbal designation where you can put the fruit back, it's not koveya. How do you know that? From the case of physical designation where the ma'atan was tameh, right? And the guy is tameh. So he says you can eat from them. Without taking ma'asir. Why? Because the leftovers can put it back in the ma'atan. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's the case in the Mishnah also. I'll say the case, that's the case in the Mishnah. Where the fruit were tahor. Let's say it. Fruit were tahor. And he was tameh. And therefore that's the case of en motaro hozer. Yeah. Right? And what's the deal of en motaro hozer? It's give you out for ma'asir. And that's what we mean when we said verbal designation is koveya for ma'asir. It's because the case was hu tahor, hu tameh. What are you talking about? How could you say the logic at all of Mutaro Hozer on something that you never took? Did I take anything in this Mishnah? I don't think anything. All I said was before Shabbat, and Mikan and Yochel. So you said, Kiviut for Maaser, Mutaro Hozer. What about Mutaro Hozer? I'll tell you better. In the case where I took it, okay, and it's Mutaro Hozer, it's not koveya l'maaser. Coach again in the case, why I didn't take it? I didn't touch it over here. And it's motaro chozer. Coach again, it's not going to be koveya for maaser. So therefore, basically what we just did in this Gemara is, we've rejected the interpretation of the Mishnah that it's the verbal designation. So what must be? It must be the Shabbat that is being the koveya. Oh, so if it's Shabbat that's being the koveya, therefore we have a proof of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman on the last Amud was the one that said, yes, yeah, Shabbat is koveya for Maaser. And what was his proof? From our Mishnah. So he said, no, it's not the Shabbat, it's the verbal designation. And we went the whole gamut of verbal designation, we went across the board, it can't be the verbal, Ela must be what? The Shabbat is koveya, and then we have a proof back to Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, oh, now wait, who's your proof from? Rabbi Eliezer. I repeat, the proof is somebody says, how? Rabbi Eliezer said that on Erev Shabbat and Shemitah year, where there's no Hayuv Ma'aser, so Ma'aser is not an issue there, right? Your issue is Mukseh. Because you have fruit that are quasi. Some eat them, some don't eat them. So what do you do before Shabbat? Mikan and Yochel, beautiful, you got rid of your Mukseh issue, eat them on Shabbat. Yeah. Oh, but that's only because it's Shemitah year. Implying that if it was not a Shemitah year, right? And you did the same thing. You went before Shabbat, you said, Mikan ani ochel, you can't eat. Why? Because the Shabbat makes it Hayuv Ma'aser. And once the Shabbat makes it Hayuv Ma'aser, it's Hayav. You can't take Ma'aser on Shabbat, so you're stuck. Beautiful proof. You know why you don't have a proof, Rav Nachman? I'll tell you why you still don't have a proof from our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ka'amart. Well, your proof is from Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer l'tameh. Rabbi Eliezer dat yachid. You Shabbat is called Vayal. No, I have the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer. So Rav Shimi comes along and says, that's your proof from Rabbi Eliezer? We don't go with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is going according to Shita. Why? What does Rabbi Eliezer say? Damar tiruma kava kocheken Shabbat. Rabbi has another shita where he argues on the rabbis. What's the case? You have fruit. Okay? Let's say the case also, okay? Like the case we want to say over here. There's fruit that's not l'mam melachtan. Really, at this point over here, it's not hayav in ma'asir min Torah. Correct? Could you eat from them? Yeah. Arai, no problem. What'd the guy do? The guy went and he gave tiruma from these items. Not ma'asir. He gave tiruma to the Kohen. Oh, the Rabbi Eliezer says, once you gave tiruma, you mahshiv these items. Once you mahshiv the items, the hayuv ma'aser comes. So we're going to say, according to the Rabbi Eliezer, he's going to go to his opinion. If tiruma is koveya, kol sheken Shabbat. For Shabbat, the eating of the Shabbat is hashuv. But the rabbis don't agree with that. The rabbis argue with Rabbi Eliezer. The rabbis hold tiruma is not koveya. Which is, even if a guy took fruit that's lonik min ha-melachtan, and he gave his tiruma, you can still eat from the ma'arai. So therefore, Rav Nachman, your whole proof that Shabbat is koveya is from where? Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is da'at yachid. That's not a proof. Bring me a proof from the Hakamim. And the Gemara says, Ditnan, perot shetarman. Right? A person has perot, and he gave tiruma from the ma'ad shlo nik min ha-melachtan. Fruit that was not nikmar melacha. Rabbi Eliezer oser le'echol min arai. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, terumah is kovar. You can eat from them even arai. You cannot snack. V'akamim matirim. Okay, so therefore, Rav Shimi comes along and says, even if you thought to bring a proof from Rabbi Eliezer, you can't bring a proof from Rabbi Eliezer because he's da'at yachid. Good. So he goes, okay, I'll bring you another proof. We have another opinion in the Mishnah. What was the second opinion in the Mishnah? V'akamim omrim. Just go back to the Mishnah. Ad shirshom v'yomar mikan v'ad kan. Rabbi said what? The rabbis in the Mishnah said, same case. It's Shemitah year, it's Erev Shabbat. So they said, it's fruit that's not Nigmar Melachtam. You didn't take Ma'aser, but you don't have to take Ma'aser because it's Shemitah year. You have the Mukseh issue. So what do they say? It's not enough to say I'm going to eat from this fruit. Hakamim, they were more Mahmir, right? They said you actually have to designate from here to here I'm going to eat. You have to specify the exact section where you're going to eat from. Correct? Now, let's speak it out according to the rabbis. Only in the case of Shemitah. Because you don't have a Ma'aser issue. But in the case of the other years of Shemitah, the rabbis would tell you, even if you designated before Shabbat and said, I'm going to eat from here, it's going to be Asur to eat. Why? Because Shabbat is Koveya for Ma'aser, and therefore you have a proof from the Hachamim. Jeez, same thing, whatever we send to be the Eliezer, now we're going to say it in the consensus opinion of the Hakamim. That they only said it's Mutah because it was Shemitah. Implying that if it was not Shemitah, where there was a Hayuv of Ma'asir, and even if you went and designated before Shabbat, Mikan Vaadkan, it's going to be Asur. Why? Because going into Shabbat, the Shabbat now is Hashuv. And therefore designates it mikviyut, and therefore you can eat from this. And therefore, since why can't you eat from it? Because you cannot eat alai anymore. Because Shabbat is koveya. So my proof of that Ma'am will say is from Hachamim. So the Gemara says, Tashema Mesefa. I bring it from the Sefa. Hachamim omrim, ad shirshom v'yumar mikan v'ad kan. Ta'ama de'erim Shabbat b'shiv yait. The only reason why they say it's okay because it's shvat of the shemitah de la bar isureu, because there's no chayuv of maaser. However, in the other years of the shemitah cycle, the bnei isureni knew that there is maaser asurim. My tama lav mishum the shabbat kava. Not because shabbat is kovaya. Gemara says la shaniatam kevan de amar mikan veadkan ani ochel lemahar kava le. Same Sheklavitaria. No, it's not the Shabbat that was Koveya, it was the verbal designation that was Koveya. Right? So the Gemara says, oh, verbal designation. So Iyachi, my Iriya Shabbat. So then what do you have to give me a case of Shabbat? Afilu Behol Nameh, which means now it's not a Shabbat issue anymore. Which means you could have told me a case during the week. Once you verbally designate, I want to eat from here, this is Chayuv of Maaser. It's not a Shabbat issue. He says, you're right. Hakamash Malan, the table Mukhanu, it's a Shabbat. Shima'avar v'tekeno metukan. Side point. What? To teach me that when you designate something before Shabbat, even if it's Tevil, it takes the Mukhse off of it. Nafka mina, if a guy went and took Maaser against the will of the Achamim on Shabbat, he can eat from it. It's Metukan. That's why I gave the case of Anishon, which means exactly what we said in the Bidya Ezer. Really, I'll tell you, it's the verbal designation. Right? That's why Achamim say during the other years of Shemitah, it's Asur. Because the verbal designation shows it's Hashuv to you, therefore, you can't eat from it. So what do you have to give me a case of Shabbat then? It's not a Shabbat issue, it's even on Tuesday. And other weeks of Shemitah. If I come on Tuesday and say, Mikan ani ochel, finished. It's Hayab Maaser. That's the point, right? I mean, verbal designation makes the Hayab Maaser. Because you're right. The only reason why we gave you the Erev Shabbat, Shabbat situation, is to show you that if you said Mikan ani ochel before Shabbat, it's not Mukseh. You wouldn't be allowed to eat from it because there's no Maaser taken. But you know what? Nafkamina, if the guy went and took the Maaser, the verbal designation from before Shabbat allows you to eat from it. So therefore, we're back to the same spot where we were in the beginning. We have no proof for Rav Nachman. Skeleton of the Gemara. We thought to bring a proof from Rabbi Eliezer. No, Rabbi Eliezer is Da'at Yahid. Okay. We can't go to the Da'at Yahid. We'll go to the Da'at Rabim. Hakamim. No, Hakamim are not working with that. It's working with the verbal designation. Comes Gemara and says, so again, we did not bring a proof for Rav Nachman. Yeah, he couldn't prove his point that says Shabbat is Koveya from our Mishnah. Okay? Huh? Good. Right. Okay, comes the Gemara to Ulmidi. Now the Gemara goes on to a new point here. You're holding according to Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Rabbi Eliezer is holding what in the Mishnah, the way we're learning the Mishnah. What's the kivyut of Shabbat is Koveya? Good? Just like he says, Truma is Kova'at. You're telling me the Shabbat is Kova'at also. I'm going to bring you a contradiction. What you see in Rabbi Eliezer, that Shabbat is not Kova'at. Now, new gear now. Stira from one statement of Rabbi Eliezer to another statement of Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Would mean he, we have a contradiction. What's the contradiction? Haya ochel be'eskol. A guy's eating a cluster of grapes. Let's assume cluster of grapes is not nigmar melachtan. Because normally you take grapes and you make wine out of them. Okay. So as long as they're still in the cluster, it's really not considered finished. Min haTorah, you can eat the grapes without taking maaser. Min haRabbanan, you can only eat them achilat aray. Okay. So he was eating them. Haya ochel be'eskol. V'nechnas migina lahaser. Oh. But now he went from the garden into the courtyard. Now we know, once already the fruit either see the house or they see the courtyard, so now already there's Hayuvim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmor. You know what Rabbi Eliezer says? Finish. No problem. You started eating outside, but now you're in the courtyard. Now seemingly he holds the courtyard is worse. Don't worry about it. Continue eating. Rabbi Yoshua Omer Lo Yigmor. Once you're in the courtyard is Koveya. Okay? Next case. Case number two. Hashka Belel Shabbat. You're eating these fruit on Friday afternoon. Okay. In the middle of your eating, Shabbat came in. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmor. What does Rabbi Eliezer say? Finish. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmor. But what do you see from Rabbi Eliezer? Shabbat's not koveya. Guy's eating on Friday afternoon. No problem, you could eat Arai's, no problem. Now already it's Friday night, Shabbat. What does he tell you? Continue eating. Hey, what do you mean? Once Shabbat comes the Kavara, you hold Shabbat is koveya. How could you tell me I can continue eating fruit that I started eating on Erev Shabbat until Shabbat? It's a stira in the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. If Shabbat is koveya, he should tell you, stop. Gemara says, "Hatam kedektani tama." No, we have the logic over there. Rabbi Natan Omer, "Lo kishamar Rabbi Eliezer yigmor b'chatzer yigmor, ela yotze chutz lechatzer v'yigmor." You misunderstood the brayta. When it says Rabbi Eliezer says that if you were in the garden and you went into the chatzer, you could finish in the chatzer. He didn't mean finish in the chatzer. He meant leave the chatzer and finish in the garden. You can't finish it in the Atzir. Oh, and furthermore, Velo kishamar b'zi yigmor b'shabbat yigmor, ela mamtin lemotzei Shabbat v'yigmor. What he meant was, you can't continue eating these on Shabbat. Ela what? Motzei Shabbat, continue to eat them. Now let's analyze the mechanics. How does this work? You only went to Shabbat. That's the question. Which means the guy had fruit erev Shabbat. Can he eat them? Yeah, unfinished fruits. According to the halakha, arai, no problem. So then what does it say? Now Shabbat came. So what did the beginning say? Shabbat came. Shabbat continue. Originally. Hey, continue? What do you mean continue? Shabbat is koveya. No. Of course Shabbat is koveya. When he said continue, he didn't mean continue on Shabbat. He meant continue on Motzei Shabbat. Okay. But the BS, it still doesn't make sense. Once it passed through Shabbat, Shabbat is koveya. How could you continue eating on Motzei Shabbat? You got to take Maaser first. So that she asked this question. And that she says, no, it's a big difference. Here, did I designate them for Shabbat?
No.
No, I was eating them on Friday. I didn't designate them for Shabbat. They just passed through Shabbat. Just passing through Shabbat doesn't make a kiviyut. In the case of the Mishnah, what was the case? It was Erev Shabbat. I said, Mahar ani ochel mikan. Oh, when you designate them for eating on Shabbat, then the Shabbat is koveya. The Motzei Shabbat, you can't eat them. So that's the difference in this case over here. You understand? This case over here, I'm eating on Friday. Happened to be my eating extended into Shabbat. Okay, well, once it extends into Shabbat, since it's Shabbat now, and the eating of Shabbat is a kiviut, you can't eat. But once the Shabbat passes, eat again. Oh, you say, what do you mean? It's a kiviut. Now, I didn't designate it for Shabbat. Happened to go through Shabbat, so it's a temporary timeout. I can't eat on Shabbat. But once it's Shabbat, go back. In the case of the Mishnah, no, I said, I'm eating these for Shabbat.
And even if you don't.
Once you designate them for Shabbat, finish the hayuv is on them to give ma'aser, even once they're showing hayab. That's the way that she makes the hayluk. Good?
Nice.
Okay, continue. Okay, now let's just read the Rashi over here. Let's read the Rashi. Oh, so you have to say that's the second point I wanted to tell you. You have to say that according to the B Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua here, they're holding that fruit that's even lo nigmar melachtan in the Hatzir is Kobe. Yeah. Not like the statement that we learned above. That's the Rashi I want to show. What the Buddha Matel is that?
Rabbi Yoshua
Amir. Beautiful. Look at Rabbi Yoshua Amir, lo yigmor. Kasbar Haser kovat davar shelo nigmera melechto. You have to say even a lo nigmar, the hatser is kovat. We learned on the previous daf that hatser is kovat on davar shelo nigmera melechto. But in lo nigmar melechto, we said no. He's holding that even in lo nigmar melechto. That's a shita. Okay, very 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 important point. Okay, now comes the Gemara and continues. New point. Ki ata rabin. When Rabin came, where did he come from? Eretz Yisrael. To where? Babel. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, he called Rabbi Yohanan. You also have to remember, Rabbi Yohanan was the rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. So always when the rabbis would come from Eretz Yisrael, they would always bring back statements from Rabbi Yohanan. He said, Ehad Shabbat, Ehad Terumah, Ve'ehad Haser, Ve'ehad Mekah, Kulan En Kov'in, Ela B'davar Shenigmera Melachtan. He gave the rules. Ve'inyan kivi'ut fima'asir. When it comes to fruit that are not nigmina melachtan, so he tells you, Shabbat is not going to be koveya. Terumah is not going to be koveya if you took terumah. Hatzer is not going to be koveya. And buying it is not going to be koveya. So Rabbi Yochanan basically said, the only items that these things can be koveya for is nigmira melachtan, where the fruit is in a finished product. However, so long as it's not finished, none of these items will be koveya. So you don't, which means, not, I even eat from them. It's not you can eat arai. So since it's not koveya, there's no chiyuv maaser yet. So mit Rabbanan you can eat arai. Now the Gemara is going to explain, why did he have to tell me every one of these cases? Shabbat is not koveya, terumah is not koveya, chaser is not koveya, mekah is not koveya. So the Gemara is going to basically say, each one of these statements, there's somebody that argues on it. So therefore, Rabbi Hanan to come along and say, you know, each case, la'apukeh, the other opinion, right, to shut out the other opinion. So that's what Gemara says. Shabbat, the case of Shabbat, that's not koveya, by perot shelo nibiru melachtan, la'apukeh midde hillel. Ta'apukeh, the opinion of Hillel. The Tanya, we have a braita. Now, I have in my text Hamma'avir. Some texts have the word Hamma'amel. But we'll follow this more correct text over here. Hamma'avir perot memakom lemakom. The guy's moving fruit in his field from place to place. Liksor. What's his purpose? They're not finished fruit. They're unfinished fruits yet, okay? And his purpose is, he wants to dry them out. He's drying out his fruit, okay? V'kadesh alehem ayom. And what happened? Kadesh alehem ayom, Shabbat came. He was doing it on Friday. He's working the field, he's moving the fruit around. And that kadesh alehem ayom. Amar bihuda, Hillel le'atzmo osir. Hillel says, once Shabbat comes in, it's koveya. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Shabbat is not koveya when it's in nigmira melachtan. Le'apuke Hillel. No? Look at Rashi on the bottom. We must go to rabbis and argue on him. What it says, he himself was osir, but his colleagues were mekel. That's what the Bible said. Shabbat is not covered by these type of fruit. Next case, haser la'apukim d'Rabbi Yaakov, which means, what's the case? You took fruit, that's not the Gemara Melachah, and you put it in the courtyard. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no problem. Could you continue eating from them? Yes. Hasid is not koveya. Why, is there opinion that says it is? Yes, Rabbi Yaakov. Why? Detan. Hama'avir te'enim b'chatzero liksot. Again, you have figs. In the chatzir, liksot, to dry them. So they're unfinished fruits yet? Banav ubde beto ochlin mehem arai. Well, since it's lo nigmira melachtam, the first opinion says the guy's family can eat from them arai, because no chayuvav maaser ufturin mina maaser, right? Because it's lo nigmira melachtam. V'tani ala, but we have a bright that says Rabbi Yaakov mechayev v'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Poter. So you see clearly Rabbi Yaakov holds, once you take fruit shelo nigmira melachtam and you put it in the hatzer, chayuv to give maaser. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said, no, lo nigmira melachtam, hatzer is not going to be kovat. La'apuke, Rabbi Yaakov. Good? Okay. The third case. Tiruma, la'apuke med Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, we learned that cheetah already. Didn't we learn on the previous amud that Rabbi Eliezer holds that tiruma is kovat?
Yeah, for sure. Yes. You give it, you're done.
Right? Once you give your tiruma, even on a peri, that's lo nigmira melachtam, it's hashivut. And if it's nigmat, that's why Rabbi Yochanan came along and said, no, wrong. We don't go like that. Tiruma is not kovat. Ditnan, perot shetarman ad shelo nigmira melachta Rabbi Eliezer oseh lechol men arai v'achamim atirim. So that's why he had to, Rabbi Yochanan, to make that statement by teruma la'apukeh mid Rabbi Eliezer. So we have one more case left. What's the case?
Mekah.
Business. Now, Mekah, the case of the business, kedit tanya. Like we have a braita. Now we're bringing a proof to this. Halokeyach te'enim ma'ma'aris. A guy buys te'enim. Figs from Amaris. Now, what's the issue of an Amaris? Amaris is suspected in not giving his masro. Teruma he gives. Teruma is scared of the teruma, but masro some rov ameh aretz give maaser, by the way. But this mi'ut ameh aretz that don't give the maaser. So really, the Halacha says, just in a general case, whenever you buy fruit from an ameh aretz, you have to take maaser misafik, just to cover the situation. And until you give that maaser misafik, the fruit is called demai. Okay, demai. Halokech teni ameh aretz bimkom shirov bnei adam dorsin. Now, we're talking about a case over here where the fruit that you bought, the majority of people, they dry out these fruit and they press them into cakes of figs, let's say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which means this fruit you could assume is lo nigmera menachtan. You bought a fig, right? But normally the custom in this place is they don't eat them like this. Usually they dry them out and they press them. So basically the case is you bought perot shelo nigmeru melachtan from Amaris. How do you know it's lo nigmeru melachtan? Because we're assuming you're in a place, rov ben adam in that place, or doresotam. They crush them, they press them, right? Mm-hmm. What's the deen? Ochel mehen arai. You can eat from them, no problem. You know, temporary. Umaasiran demai. And when you take maaser from these items, you only take maaser demai, misafik. Because rov ameh aretz maasrimim. Shma mina tlat. From this braita, I learned three halachot. Number one, shma mina mekach ena kovat. Ela b'davar shenigmera melachto. Very good. When I bought these fruit over here, what's the deen? Eat from them arai. Okay. The purchase doesn't make it hashuv. Because yeah, you might say, well, you bought it, it shows that, it's hashuv to you, it's koveya. No! You bought it from the Amar, what's the eat? Eat from it, arai. So that's a proof to Rabbi Yohanan, right? Yes. Number two, what do you learn from David? Shema mina rov ameh aris ma'aslinim. Correct. That's why we say what? Even when you're going to take your ma'asir, you're only taking it demai. Because rov ameh aris ma'aslin. Third law, v'shma mina me'asrin demai me'ameh aretz afilu bedavar shelo nigmar melachto. Hidush. Even on an item that's lo nigmar melachto, you still, the ma'asir that you're taking is demai. What's the hidush? Because you might have thought like this, before it's nigmar melachto, maybe no amaris takes ma'asir. When do we have the sefik? We have ame aris ma'asir. And that's when the fruit is finished.
And it should be.
Hiddush over here is not. There's enough ame aris that will even take the ma'asir. Kodim shenigmar melachto. That when you buy it from him and you're going to take the ma'asir, it's also going to be demai. Right. So let's review the three things we learned from this statement over here. Number one, mekah is not koveya. Exactly like Rabbi Yohanan. But wait, Mekah is not koveya by perot shelo nigmeru melachtan. Mm-hmm. Let's point that out. That's the only case where Rabbi Yohanan said it. Second thing, rov ameh ma'asinin, haraya, I'm letting you take ma'asir demai, because I bought from an amaris. And thirdly, even in a case where it was lo nigmeru melachtan, you take ma'asir demai. Because you can assume rov ameh ma'asir took the ma'asir even kodem nigmar melachtan. Comes Gemara and says, and Abu Hanan made his statement la'apuke to the exclusion of the following rabbis. Mehaditnan. Hamachalif perotim havero. Now machalif of is he bought. He's a machalif, he's bartering. Okay? Buying and selling, buying. Hamachalif perotim havero. Zele echol vezele echol. Let's say you have finished fruits. Meaning, I'm giving you fruits to eat, ready to eat. Nigmera melachtan. Okay? Again, there was no ma'asir taken on any of this stuff over here. Mm. Or, the case over here is, zeliksot vezeliksot. Or both fruits that we were exchanging were not nigmera melachtan, for drying purposes. Right? Zelikho vezeliksot. Or, I gave the guy fruit to eat, and he gave me back food
to dry.
In all cases, either both fruits are lechot, nigmera melachtan, or both fruits are lo nigmera melachtan. Or it's a case of one is nigmar melachtan and one is not nigmar. That was the purchase. Hayav.
Oh, looks like Mecca.
You see why? Because the Mecca is koveya, which means when I buy fruit that's lo nigmera melachtan, what am I showing? Hashuv to me, I bought it. And therefore you see this opinion says Mekah indeed is koveya. That's against Rabbi Yohanan. Mm-hmm. That's what Rabbi Yohanan had to say, Barabotai. Mekah by lo koveya la'apuke, this opinion of the Mishnah. Okay, but Rabbi Yohanan, who are you going like? You're Amora. Who's your Tanai Ksos? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Le'echol Hayav Leksot Patur. Rabbi Yehuda, when you're buying ready-made fruit, the Gmar Menachtan, the Mecca is going to be Kodaya. However, when you're buying Leksot, which is Lo Gmar Menachtan, the Mecca is not Kodaya. So who's Rabbi Yohanan going like? Rabbi Yehuda, that by Perot Shlo Gmaru Menachtan, indeed, there is no kiviyut, therefore it's mutar to eat them arai. Adran alach hamivi. And now we move to the last perek, Be'azat Hashem, of the Masechet, perek Mashilin. And the Mishnah begins. Mashilin perot derek arubah b'yom tov. Okay, guy has fruit. There's wheat, barley. Now you put him on top of his roof before Yom Tov in order to dry. Okay, and now he saw it's going to rain. He doesn't want his wheat to get ruined, so he wants to bring him down from the roof. Problem is, the rabbis don't like you to get involved in tidha, items that are strenuous labor or work on Yom Tov. So we have to figure out a way, how can we get the guy, at the same time we don't want him to lose money, said Namon. So how can we get the guy to bring his wheat or barley down from the roof in the most easiest way? In the olden days, a lot of people used to have skylights on the roof. So what the Mishnah says is, so open the skylight and chuck the wheat down the skylight, very minimal work, and you get it into the house. Okay, so mashilin perot derech arubah b'yom tov. You're allowed to lower, mashilin means to lower, lower the perot, the wheat and the barley, into the skylight on Yom Tov. Aval, lo b'Shabbat. See, on Shabbat, they will mahmir even on a little Torah. So they don't want you to get involved in that. But on Yom Tov, they will make it. Umchasim perot pecherim mipneh delif. Delif is a leak. Guy in his house, the roof is leaking into his house. It's raining in his house. So now, all his kelim in the house, or the perot are getting all ruined. So he's allowed to go on Yom Tov and cover his perot to save them from the leak. Similarly, barrels of wine and barrels of oil, you can cover them in the house. We don't say it's considered tirha, because you're saving your goods from the delif. Now, the dripping water. Again, the logic is, because if Sid Mamon, the rabbis waived the Torah factor. Last case, v'notim kli tachta delif b'Shabbat. You're allowed to put a keli to catch the water that's dripping into your house. And we'll see exactly how you can do that, because the chaurav, the delif is not drinkable, it's mukseh. How could you put a keli to catch something that's going to make the keli now mukseh? Okay, but I'm saying, you can put a keli, a bucket, right, under the roof there to catch the waters. Okay? Again, the logic is to save your house from becoming dirty. Now we start the Gemara. Now we're going semantics. Had tani mashilin. Right? You're allowed to lower the fruit into your skylight. Mashilin. The had tani mashkilin. That's some of a different text. Mashkilin. Amar mor zutra. Man de tani mashilin lo mishtabesh. Uman de tani mashkilin lo mishtabesh. Whatever word you have, it's a proper text. Because both mashilin and mashkilin mean the same thing, to lower. Lower the fruit into the house. Now, man detani mashilin. The opinion that says mashilin lo mishtapesh is not a problem. Dichtiv ki yishal zetecha. In the curses of the Torah, it says, Parmenan, a person's fruit are going to fall off the tree before they become ripened. So as the Pasuk said, ki yishal zetecha, the olives are going to fall. So you see what? Yishal or mashilin means to fall or to bring down. So mashilin perot erich aruba. You could lower the fruit into the aruba. Good. Uman detani mashilin no mishtabesh. Why? Detnan. Hashahul ve'achasul. These are different ba'ale mumin by a bechor. Bechor is the firstborn animal, right? The firstborn animal is kodesh. But if it gets a mum, so we say what? It's mutar to make shaitas, right? Mutar to eat it. Now, the two mums that we talk about now are shehul and kesul. What are they? Shehul, Shenishmeta Yericho. What happened was, the animal dislocated its hip, and it went down. I mean, it dislocated it, and it went below the bone. So what do you see? The word shehul means to go down. So mashhili means to lower. And what's kisul? Kisul shehad miyar kotav givuha mehavirta. He dislocated, the leg went up, higher than the bone. So therefore you see over here, the word shehul means to go down. So therefore the Mishnah could have read just as well, mashhilin derech aruba. Good? No, we're not finished. There's more words the Mishnah could have used. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak, man detani mashhilin lo mishtabesh. Uman detana mashhirin lo mishtabesh. Uman detana minashrin lo mishtabesh. So we're giving you three more options, by the way. All words that mean to lower. Let me start one at a time. Man detani mashhirin lo mishtabesh. Ditan, because we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Nazir. Nazir made a vow not to cut his hair. Right? Lo yahuf rosho ba'adama. You cannot take earth and wash his hair with the earth. They used to get not the depilatory. To clean, they used to use like earth. It was like soap granules.
Yes,
they would take sand and they would rub it in their hair in order to clean it. So don't do that. Why? Because what does the adama do? The adama causes the hair to fall out. So mashir means to fall down. So therefore, the Mishnah could have said, Mashirin perot derech aruba. You're allowed to drop down or fall down into the aruba. And so, we have three options in the language of the Mishnah. Next option. Uman detani mashirin lo mishtabesh. Now, detnan. Hashehur, shehur is a razor. Vazug, shel separin, that's a scissors. They call it a zug because it's a pair, because the scissors has two blades. Afapish nechleku, timein. Even though the scissors splits, the blade split, it's still tameh, because each blade can be used individually. Okay. Now, why do they call a blade a shihur? Right, because what does it do? It takes off the hair. Second line, ta'ar, al shem shemashir et ha-se'ar. What does it do? It falls the hair. So you call a blade a shihur. Because it causes the hair to fall down. So therefore the Mishnah could have used the word Mashirin Perot Derech Aruba.
Okay.
Right, that's the fourth option. Then we go to the fifth option, yeah? Uman detana manchirin lo mishtabesh. Detnan. Mi shenashru kelav b'mayim. A guy, let's say, on Shabbat, his kelim fell into water. Now a guy's soaking wet. All his clothes are wet. He could walk with the wet clothes in the street. He wants to dry them off. He wants to walk in the street. You don't have to suspect. Suspect what? A guy's going to see him with wet clothes and say, look at this rasha. He did his laundry on Shabbat. If your clothes fell into the puddle on Shabbat, you could wear them and no problem. So what do you see the word manchirin is? It fell. Mishanashru. Right? So or we have another proof for the word manchirin. What is leket? When a farmer is in the field, right? Danim get to take what's called leket. Hanosher b'shat ketzira. Right, the wheat that fall at the time that the farmer is making ketzira. So basically the first sugya over here, all together what I was saying, there's five different words that the Mishnah could have used of
lowering,
and all of them are okay. Now it should be noted that the Mishnah specifically saying only by the Aruba. As opposed to, let's say there was a window, for example. The guy's a roof, okay? And right next to the roof, on the roof, let's say, there's a building next to the roof that's attached to the roof, and it's high, goes a little higher than the roof, and there's a window in that space. Now there, it's asur. Because there you have to take the wheat and the barley, you have to go up and drop it in the window. The Mishnah is only saying you could go into Aruba where you're going down. That would be too much to the heart to take the wheat in the mind and to go up. Okay, now we go one more point. Tani. Mashirin perot derech Aruba biyom tov. Ad kama. How much? 100 bushels, 200 bushels. Is it unlimited? Is there a maximum? Is there a minimum? How much are you allowed to drop down into the
house?
Into the house. Into the Aruba. Amar Bizera, Amar Ba'aseh, Amri la Amar Vasema Rabbi Yohanan Kota Shashaninu. We have already the standard from Masechet Shabbat. Mm-hmm. What do we learn in Masechet Shabbat? Mm-hmm. Guy has a warehouse, let's say. He has all boxes of goods. Right? A kupot. Now he's having guests. Or let's say the yeshiva, all the students are coming in, they need to learn. So the halakha says, even though it's Tirchan Shabbat, we don't want you to make Tirchan Shabbat, but what? You will allow you to move some of the boxes in order to make room for your guests, mm-hmm. or to make room for the Bet Midrash. How many? It says, Mifanim arba fechamesh kupot shil teben v'shil tevuah mipnei ha'orch mipnei bitu bet ha'midrash. So the five. That's the maximum Tirchan will let you go to make room for your guests or for the Talmidim. So what does the Gemara want to say? That's the number. Five boxes. Similarly on Yom Tov, how much could you throw down the chute? We'll let you throw down five bach. That's the maximum Tirchah will let you go. So we found the standard from Masechet Shabbat. Okay. Who said? V'dilma shaniyatam di'ika bitul bet ha'midrash. I'll tell you, maybe over there we were lenient to go up to five. Bitul bet ha'midrash. You need a place for the students. Or as Rashi says, you need place for the Orchim, which is also Chashuv. But over here on Yom Tov, what's the issue? It's not a bit midrash issue, and it's not a orchim issue. What's an issue? Money. Fifth said, Mamon, maybe the rabbis are not going to be so lenient to take so much. Uh-huh. So who told you that you can learn from Shabbat? We're there, it's already a pressing issue. Lichbod, orchim, lichbod, bit midrash. Aval hacha, deleka bitu bit midrash lo? But over here, maybe no. Ina, may I give you another reason why there's a difference? You go the other way. Same way, I mean, but another reason. I agree. You know why in Shabbat I'm lenient, where you can take four or five boxes? Everybody knows Shabbat is a very serious item. And therefore, I can be lenient on Shabbat. You know why? Because by being lenient on Shabbat, it's not going to lead to transgression. Because everybody knows on Shabbat. If I let the guy move five boxes, it's not going to come to make an isur somewhere else, because you know Shabbat is hamur. But on Yom Tov, which is lenient in the people's eyes, maybe I'm oser much less even. Yeah. So it's another chiluk why you can't bring a proof from Shabbat. Because maybe there's a logic that you're being more mahmir on Yom Tov because it's kal b'anehim. Now, ina mel idak nisa, or I could go the other direction and say Yom Tov, you could do more. Why? I'll say ha'tamayinu tamad alech hafsid mamon. You know why in Shabbat you only get five boxes? Because it's not a monetary loss. Aval ha'achad ikh hafsid mamon afilu tuva. Maybe even more. So therefore the Gemara really cannot prove
how many.
We thought that we have a no-brainer. Shabbat gave us the number ready. Four or five boxes. So we argue, oh, maybe I could tell you four or five boxes is a Shabbat item because of Orchim, or Bitul Bet HaMidrash, or because Shabbat is Hashuv in the people's eyes, I can be lenient. But Yom Tov, where it's not an issue of Orchim, or not an issue of Bet Midrash, it's only a money issue, and people don't treat Yom Tov so seriously, maybe even less is going to be Asur. Or I could argue the other way. Or I could say, you know what? On Shabbat, the only reason why I told you four or five, because that wasn't an issue of monetary loss. I said, I'm more mahmir. But maybe in the case of monetary loss, over here the guy's got his wheat on the roof. Maybe bring out everything because it's we don't want the guy to lose it. Said. And maybe more. So therefore the Gemara leaves us in abeyance. The Gemara does not really come out at this point with the number, and it cannot really bring a proof positive from Shabbat.